What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Guy Stuff Podcast. I'm back here again with J-Man.
How's it going?
How do you like that, by the way? I never ran it past you. We're back here again in the studio, recording an episode, maybe recording a bonus episode after this, if it goes well.
For the Patreon?
For the Patreon, yeah. Subscribe, star, whatever you want to have it be. So what have you been up to? Because I got a horror story to tell you, but you got it.
Oh, okay, well, good. I mean, I don't know, you know me, just school and, work and, I don't know if I said school, so that's about it.
I've been doing about the same speed as stuff, but, this morning I decided to get up early. I set my alarm for like 5 a.m., got out of bed early, right? Mm-hmm. I went to the gym. Put up some serious numbers.
You sound like Randall from Monsters, Inc. You seen that?
No, I haven't.
There's a scene in that where he's like talking about like, and I can't obviously show the people listening because it's audio only, but like, he does some weird thing with his hands and he's like, gotta put up some numbers.
Is Randall the lizard?
Wow, what a fake fan. How do you not know who that is?
I'm like a single white mom.
Randall's the girl, right?
Like a single white mom laughing along to like her daughter's stories. Like, yeah, honey. Oh my word. Okay, so I'm at the gym, put up some numbers, get out afterwards, and I go to Kroger, which is Kroger something nationwide? Because we got listeners in New York and Seattle now.
It's Gerbs.
Okay, fine.
It was owned by Kroger.
It was a Kroger. It is a Kroger that I went to.
You did not go to a Kroger. There are no Krogers in Columbia, Missouri.
There are. Across from the Arc, there's a Kroger.
There's a Gerbs.
There's a Kroger.
Oh, my word. I'm going to fact check you, okay. And I'm going to be mad if I'm wrong.
Okay. I walk in. Well, they operate on Kroger's cards. But I walk in. And it's like, oh, okay, go to buy myself some steak because I'm feeling beefy. Go get a steak. Cop that steak. Yeah, no, you're lying.
No. Hold up.
The map's
lying. That's not the right one.
No way. No way.
Keep going with your story.
So like, I buy this and I get up to the checkout. And the number they advertise, it's a big beefy number that says like $6. And I get to checkout and it's like 11 or 13. Which normally wouldn't be a big deal.
And you said you're going to buy some steak, you said?
Steak, yeah. Okay. Hold on, let me show you pictures. You got to tell the people in the pod how good the steak looks.
G-E-R-B-E-S, Gerbs, suck it.
There you go. But look at that steak.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Succulent. Like, medium rare.
Succulent, voluptuous, meaty strips.
But I bought a potato. It ended up being like $13.
You bought a singular potato?
Yeah.
You're making like a meal for one?
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
I grilled my steak. I chopped my potato.
That's like an absolute bougie breakfast.
Garlic, onion, bit of salt, some pepper, Parmesan in the oven for 30 minutes. Came out crispy. Amazing.
You put the steak in for 30 minutes too?
No, the steak was on the grill.
Okay,
let it heat up for about 10 minutes, seared it both sides, seared it again, crisscross. You got the crisscross sear. Let it sit for like 5 minutes to really let it.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know,
that actually is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because or else if you cut it, the juices just go everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was still leaking. Like when I cut it, it was like juices ever. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, I don't want to make this a foodie episode, but we could make it a foodie episode. I will hold off on that, though. I actually had a question for you. I've been making content for the pod, so I'm like a stand-up comedian now. I have my list of things that I guess, work through the content. But I'm scratching half of these because I'm pretty sure we'd get canceled for them. But
wait, let me see this list.
Fancy.
I won't say it out loud.
Fancy showers. CIA is at the top one. Am I the ideal man? LOL is the third one. Dogs, lawn, chocolate / laxatives is the fourth one.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last one is: are dates tax deductible for singers? So my question here is: so you know how like,
that last one is rather interesting, not only because of the sheer, just like simply the name. But also because you misspelled the second word pretty bad.
I don't know how to spell Adderall. I take it. I don't know how to spell it.
Well, dang. But if you hadn't said that, I was going to make a joke. Like, how do you not know? You see the side of the bottle every day.
I don't take Adderall. All right. Point is, so for like pop stars who like do their thing and like the ones who are always singing about falling in love and whatever, you know, as they do. Yeah,
Only the cringy stuff. Yes.
Only the cringy stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
But they have to go on enough dates to write those songs or else they're just straight lying. But let's just say they're not lying. Let's say they're just telling us the truth.
Right.
They have to go on enough dates and they have to be gas traveling. So I don't know if I'm an independent contractor or what I am. However I am, my driving to work is considered tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
My miles.
So it's a business expense.
Yeah, it's a business. I'm wondering if driving to dates.
You can write off anything as a business expense. Like if you had a YouTube channel where you just made vlogs, like if you vlogged yourself going to get that week's groceries, you could write all your groceries off as business expenses. Like,
that's crazy.
There's so much stuff you can write off. I know some
farmers who are like, yeah, we're struggling for money right now, but they roll up in like this crazy truck.
And it's
it costs the same as
the
what?
King Ford F-150 King's Ranch line.
Because it costs the same as whatever with lifted the tax truck. Expense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I haven't been watching trucks lately. I got down on the trucks, but I've been watching people like clean old cars.
Oh, right.
It's like this guy goes into barns and like rips out a car out of the barn because it's generally pretty cemented in the barn at that point.
Right.
And just pressure washes the whole thing down and makes it pretty and polishes it. And it's very like satisfying in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like cool to see it like close to how it looks like when it was new.
Yeah. And it also has like intrinsic value because like when they're pressure washing the floors, I'm like, oh, that's not cool. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. So I had that one. Dates being tax deductible. Did I tell you the thing about my lawn?
So no.
I mow the lawn.
Interesting.
And I'm tired of dogs pooping on the lawn. And my original plan
was
dark chocolate. Like if they're gonna landmine my yard, I'll put out.
You don't even have to do dark chocolate. Just put out any chocolate.
Well, dark chocolate, so you make sure you kill them.
Oh, okay. Or you could do like dark chocolate, but with rat poison or something, or not dark chocolate. Milk.
Literal rat poison.
Milk chocolate with rat poison. That way.
What if I spread a thin layer of rat poison dust over the entire yard?
Dust? I don't think so, it comes in dust form.
It has to. How else do the rat poison junkies get it? You have to do it respiratorily. No, but like just kill everything in the neighborhood if I did that. The point was to just kill dogs. Like I got no problem with cats. They're generally whatever. Squirrels are fine.
Cats don't poop.
At all, ever.
No.
They don't.
Just like girls. I mean, I've never seen that. Have you? I've literally, like, all they do in the bathroom is talk, like, with each other.
That's why they go in squads.
Exactly.
Gangs.
I mean, not that there's a problem with that. I'm just saying, like, they just don't. It's
all nutrients.
It's like...
It's perfectly digested.
Newton's fourth law or something, I think. Well,
is it
a
thermodynamics one? You know, about reverse entropy or whatever?
I think it's after that one.
Oh, okay. How we're going to power our space stations in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of one of those like scientific principles, you know, you learn on the first day of freshman year, like physics class, you know,
yeah.
They make sure they lay the groundwork. So, you know, like what the principles of science are for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So my point is
moving on from Jared's super intricate beating of a dead horse.
Not only are we beating a dead horse, we're doing it with a machine specifically. Oh gosh. Okay. So the point is chocolate. I brought up chocolate and people were like, don't do that. People love their dogs. Yeah. But if people aren't going to pick up their dog crap, then I don't have an issue with killing the dog.
And they may love their dogs, but I don't love their dogs.
So my solution was like just laxatives, like pure laxatives in pup treats.
Uh-huh.
So like the dog will eat the dog treat. And then if you have it delayed right, it will get home. And right as it walks through the door, just explode. You got to time detonate it. Like have them swallow the capsule and then you're like, oh, they're home. And then just...
Give them... Put the laxative in a food that you know, takes a certain amount of time to disintegrate.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time they get home, it will have disintegrated. And then right then, the pill will react with their stomach acid.
The idea of exploding dogs just was...
Oh, well...
Not literally, but like, teach their owner not to pick up their poop. They'll be so tired of poop, there won't be any more dogs. No.
Speaking of dogs, okay. You know how like in movies and like cartoons and stuff where it's like... like a well-known thing where like the dog always barks at the mailman. Yeah. And that's not just in TV. Like that happens a lot too. My grandma's dogs do that all the time.
Your grandma barks at the mailman?
I said my grandma's dogs.
Okay.
But Matt, I just was thinking the other day, like, wouldn't it be so funny if like the roles were reversed? Not that the mailman would be barking at the dog, but like, wouldn't it be funny if it was cats instead of dogs, and like a cat would just like go up to the window and just like meow incessantly anytime?
Have you seen the cats that were like raised with dogs so they bark? Have you seen videos of cats accidentally barking?
No.
Or a cat, like raised cat who's been around dogs for a little bit, will bark, and then it just has this look of absolute horror and shame. Like,
what just came out of me?
It's like,
what the heck?
Remind me to tell you something after the pod. Okay.
What you can hear, you guys can hear what he was going to say on the Patreon episode.
Yeah. We have to put it behind a paywall. You know, the general public. And then my other thing was something about the ideal man. I did this one at the gym.
Oh, well, I mean, you have him as a guest right now.
I'm sitting in the gym and I'm like lifting weights and I'm like, I have a podcast and I work out. I am
the ultimate man.
The ultimate man.
Usually people think that being a millionaire by the time you're 30 is pretty successful, but no, they hadn't met Trey Day yet.
Yeah, having a podcast is
we have a solid 30 listeners.
26 actually.
I was rounding up, you didn't have to correct me.
I have a podcast I really like. The pod.
I thought you were about to reintroduce this one. I was like, what? Anyway.
Speaking of a podcast, yeah. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, we start the whole episode over. Welcome back.
We just keep redoing it. Okay, so point is, I have this podcast a little I really like. And the one of the hosts, super chill guy, whatever, but he's known for kind of being open. He responds to his Twitter DMs, all that. So I DM'd him. And I'm not going to say the podcast with the guys. There's no pressure from our 26 listeners, you know. Just don't want to be rude. But I texted him, and I was like, hey, what shenanigans I got to pull to get a shout-out for the pod? And I texted him on the pod's Twitter.
Oh, right.
And I haven't heard anything. But
I thought you were about to say he responded.
Yeah, he was like, kill yourself.
So you do, and he doesn't shout it out?
Wouldn't have any way of knowing. You hold a seance just to be like, that guy didn't shout you out. Go and haunt him. No, but the point is we might have to be doing some IRL content if he responds, you know. So we might be uploading some stuff to YouTube. I thought about live streaming. So if we can get our listener base up, we can have some interaction with the fans as we record, which would be solid, I think. Yeah. And then people are saying we need merch, which I agree.
People being who?
I've had 4 or 5 people text me and mention, just be like, hey, bro, I would cop some merch. And I know we couldn't do it ourselves. We wouldn't make it. But if we could design some merch and have a third party company where they could order
we run like a Chinese sweatshop and you're upstairs like, faster. they're like 8 years old, like doing the machine like down. It's like 3 a.m.
It would be cheaper than buying an American t-shirt. Well, someone was like,
3 cents an hour.
No, I was talking to someone the other day and they were like, oh, the only bad thing about this product is it's made in China, which I never understood that. Like, what? Stuff being made
literally
in China.
Literally everything is made in China.
I know, almost. But they were like, the only bad thing about this technology is it's made in China. And then I mentioned, I was like, well, it's amazing what happens when you come to America and have to pay someone a livable wage. You can't exploit child labor or whatever.
Well, yeah. And honestly, the only, as far as like with like Apple phones and stuff, like they're all made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Like the location that they're made is the only thing Chinese about them. Like it's all American materials.
Oh, yeah. It's cheaper to ship the stuff over there, have someone else put it together than to pay an American to put together the product.
Yeah. So, because like everybody's all like, oh, they're made in China, they're so bad. But literally, that's not
globalism. We're going towards it. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I had a joke about the Taliban, but...
Didn't want to disrespect your homies?
Nah, I just felt like it might blow, so I didn't want to, you know, put that one out there on the pod.
I see what you did there.
So, yeah. Something about fancy showers and the CIA. So you know how, fancy like, you showers. Get in the shower and the heat's all the way turned up? Mm-hmm. And you're like broiled alive, but right, just right. like your ankles. You know right. how they advertise, like in all the fancy movies or whatever, they advertise like the huge rainfall heads.
Yes.
And then they have the double jets from like either side.
Oh my gosh.
What I figured out is if you accidentally turn that on, you're like trapped forever. Like if you get trapped on the wrong side of that X, because you're essentially got hot water above and then hot water either way, if they look like what they're advertising. If you get trapped in there, there's no way to get to the handle, and you're just permanently stuck. I mean,
you can't, you can always, like, reach through the water.
No, no, no. It's not how hot water
no,
works.
No, the water is impenetrable.
It is a wall. No, but the, have you seen the...
Yeah? Have I seen the what?
We paused this program to bring you radio silence. The you said we were like, oh yeah, rainfall shower. Have you seen the ones that are like 3 feet by 2 feet?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, they're absolutely ginormous. And apparently they don't have any effect on like the pressure of your water. Apparently you get more pressure. What?
I was saying what to you? Like they don't affect the pressure?
They don't affect it at all. I don't understand how that works. Is there's stupid shower heads with like all the little balls in them. They're supposed to like improve the pressure. And it's like charcoal balls. And it does work. But how? Like, I don't
know.
No
idea.
Does it, like, build up pressure, like a pressure?
Well, motor? It builds up pressure because there it leaves less room for the water to pass through that chamber. Leading or resulting in high pressure.
I know, but you'd think
that. Also, look at this $1,000 rain shower set system, 20 inches by 14 inches, with touch panel smart mixer and remote controlled LED.
What are you, a DJ? What's a smart mixer?
I want waterproof speakers in the ceiling above your shower.
Like you gotta get the sub shower. Base on either side so you like feel it in your feet.
I would great impression of a bass line.
I would do it closer to the mic, but you know, I don't wanna
right
blow out everyone's ears. Yeah, no, I would love one. That was actually one of my dreams as a kid. Like if I ever get a fancy house, I was going to get myself an infinity bathtub, so when you jump in, it doesn't overflow. So you can, like, fill it all the way up into the brim, and then you jump in, and it's, like, a double-layer bathtub, mm-hmm. and the drain's on the outside. So you can jump in, it's, like, two layers, and then the water just goes over one, and you can just do whatever you want, mm-hmm. splash and jump. And like, I've seen people do, like, backwards belly flops into a bathtub, and it doesn't get on the floor.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I was like, that's the life I need.
Oh, have you seen those 70s conversation pits?
No.
I have
no
for
idea.
They look fantastic, and I want one in whatever house that I get in the future.
70s conversation?
It's like,
we're sorry if you didn't expect an episode on homemaking. That's what this one's going to be. Coming up next, the best way to mend your clothes.
On HGTV, the podcast.
We get endorsed by HGTV. We get picked up by them. You think we get like on Food Network, HGTV, and like Barstool Sports? Could we get on all three?
Maybe. I don't know. Get on WorldStar and do some crazy crap. This is a conversation pit. Literally, like you're just walking and the floor just dips down and becomes like a couch.
It looks like the Mos Eisley Cantina kind of thing. That's the vibe you get from it.
Also, another kind of style looks like that.
Okay, so for those who can't see it, it looks like...
Of course, you can all just Google it, but...
yeah, it looks like a pool if someone made a pool for children and then decided it was too dangerous, and they just put pillows in it. That's what it looks like.
Okay, so for those of you who actually want a coherent description, it's basically actually what I just told Trey. Like... I mean, you can see, like, right there, there's, like, a piano and stuff. Like, that's the regular floor level. And then the floor just, like,
dips down. But why would you go to the extra money to do that? Like, what's the point?
That's how they, like, house, like, nice houses, like, in LA and stuff.
That looks like the execution pits. that, like, you line a dude up and you shoot him in the head and he, like, falls backwards into the pit and then you can just bury him without having to move the body. That's what it looks like.
Well, I mean, people in the 70s had some crazy ideas. You can take it up with them, I guess. But,
oh, gosh. No. And then, no, those are all my ideas.
Actually. That's it?
That's, oh, the other two I will abstain.
I have two others. What, the last two?
This one right here.
Okay.
And this one right here, yeah.
The last one?
Yeah. But check out the Patreon.
Where were you going with the last one?
I'll tell you later. It was the idea of, like, they cancel each other out. And now you still suck at one, but now you're super, like, yeah. Just I'll tell you the whole joke later.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think we should keep going with the homemaking trend.
Keep going.
We have nothing.
Honestly,
else.
Yes. The we best... can make this whole, I mean, not like every episode, but just this episode, we can make it about different items or
in,
like,
the household
commodities for,
okay,
households.
Actually, I have a question. Have you noticed, I feel like the greatest symbol of technological innovation in kitchen appliances is the blender. So have you seen, like, the big magic blenders, like the ones that are the food processor things that are supposed to blend anything?
The kind where you just shove it in the top and it's like...
and eventually it gets done?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they had, like, the magic bullets. You remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you, like, twist it in and push it down and it grinds it? Mm-hmm. Well, those are out now. I actually have one that's portable, rechargeable. It's, like, the size of a normal water bottle and you can dump whatever you want into it and blend it on the spot. You don't need a power plug. It runs off... Mm-hmm. Internal batteries.
Runs off human breath. You just
the sweatshop kids. We make them breathe in the bags too.
Breathe harder.
Put a treadmill down so they have to screen print, run on the treadmill, and breathe into bags. You know, the people want the guy stuff merch, man. I don't know what to say. That being said, if you do happen to come up with a design,
yeah, please
for
send
guy
it to
stuff
us.
Merch, I'm planning to get a professional to design one. But if you do happen to have a design that you make that we like, we might, you know, make your own shirt. You might get one. And
yeah,
we might,
I mean,
not give you credit for it. We'll steal your art and we won't give you credit.
Nobody's going to want to do it. Although.
I was going to, like, promise commission, but I have no idea.
What are you doing?
So he's going to send me, like, a stock photo of, like, a guy. And just with gonna send what is
we
the,
should do, like, we'll make whatever design you send us for, like, the first 10 people or something, because we can't do that. We can't do custom designs for every person that
no
works,
but you can, like, upload it. If I can figure it out, we could do it. No, but if you, like, win a competition, what I'm trying to say is, like, upload your art, get your design for the logo. I'm gonna design we're getting something simple, probably in, like, a hexagon shape, so it says guy stuff in the hexagon. And then, like, underneath it says podcast.
Are you opposed to a heptagon?
Hepta? Why? The extra side.
It was a joke, but...
I'm wondering.
You were so specific, like, it'll be in a hexagon. And I was like, are you opposed
to
a heptagon?
I came up and I was like, I want a circle. And he's like, you want a hexagon? And I'm like, I want a hexagon. And then we just went with...
your dad?
Yeah. My dad's a professional graphic designer, so... He was like, I'll help you design one, but next week. And he said that 2 weeks ago, and I asked him. He's nice. Like, next week. So the merch will be here in 4 years after I get out of college and can pay someone to actually design me some. But, yeah, no, I think it'd be a solid way to get some interest. So if you have art designs, send them our way. Oh, my word. I want chocolate chip cookies right now.
Well, I don't, because...
I know that's completely random. Sorry, I should probably wrap up the art thread.
Oh, my gosh.
If we like it, we might be able to... Oh,
my
man.
Freaking phone.
He opens the app store, and the top thing on Discover is home design games, which...
Oh, that's
crazy. I don't know, man. I think that's a sign. We need a guy stuff house. Have one of those, what is it, the YouTube content collab houses, where it's like, everyone gets together.
Oh, like the... What is it called? What is that called? There's like one house.
Yeah. And then they all live in it.
Yeah. What is that called?
It's called a content house.
No.
A vlog house? Whatever.
No, it's not that.
Oh, that being said, what do you think of shifting to weekly content for the, do we ever decide what we're going to call them? The guy stuffers?
I hope. The hype house. That's what it is.
The hype house. I don't think we ever decided what y'all's names are going to be.
No.
Like Dairy. Larry? Dave?
Dairy? What?
Lactose. Lactate. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah. But the point is, what do you think of Trent? Is that... What is your... Who is that on the watch?
Nobody.
All right. So I look at his Apple. Is that Harry Styles on your Apple?
No.
You just completely psyched the mic out, just so you know.
Oh, sorry.
It was like...
Like, drop my new truck.
Okay. We'll release it on cassette, just so that people know. We've been rambling.
8-track. Thank you very much.
Let's try to steer back. What do you think about weekly content? Something we could try? Because apparently, what happens is you start releasing weekly content, and then Tim Cook knocks on your door and, like, gives you a hug and the blessing of Apple, and then you blow up. And then YouTube does the same.
But weekly content is the variable?
Yeah. Well, apparently...
As opposed to bi-weekly?
Yeah. Apparently, it's a big jump. Like, bi-weekly solid. Because that's what we do. And I feel like the community is engaged. I feel like we have a solid...
Our community of people that live thousands of miles away from each other. And there are 26 of them.
No, and they're like, set it to auto... No one actually listens to this. It's just set to auto-download on everybody's phone. I actually paid.
Grandparents do.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my grandparents. Did I tell you what I've actually been doing?
No.
So we got the farm, and we're trying to get stuff planted into grown corn, I might add. So those of you who live in the city,
corn is
what gets turned into ethanol, which helps fuel your cars and or train. No,
your
it doesn't.
Personal They're train?
I don't know. Half of them are in New York. No, but...
They don't own trains. They own studio apartments, Trey. I'm a wealthy, successful New Yorker. Here, take my personal train to the store.
Imagine if you could just, like, put one on the metro. Like, or what is it called? The underground? What do they call it? I don't know.
The subway.
Subway. That's right.
There's, like...
The metro. What am I, British?
The Atlanta...
Going on the metro.
The Atlanta version of the subway is the MARTA.
The MARTA?
And it's an acronym for something. I forget what. But,
is that, like, the Mardi Gras?
No, that's a French holiday or a French name for a holiday
in
Louisiana.
I heard someone said, so what, how do you say it? New Orleans. New Orleans, right?
New Orleans?
I heard someone say New Orleans, and I was like,
oh, well, I mean, people say that.
A woman
too.
From the 1800s? I'm going to New Orleans.
Wow, you cannot speak at all.
I have a podcast too, you think?
It stands for Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority.
That's the whole organization, though. That's not the train.
Mass transportation system.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
That's what it says.
Gotta hurry it up. What you got? What you got? What you got? Hurry, hurry, hurry.
What's
the name of the actual train?
That is. There's not just one subway in New York.
Oh, man. We're running out of time. You want to end it right here? We could pop it off, and then we can talk about Delta trains when we come back. All right, we're gonna close for a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with the part two of the episode.
Bye.
What's up, guys? This is Trey in the advertisement section of the podcast, so I'll be very serious. This podcast is supported by, with proud support from, I don't know the catchphrases, by you, okay? We don't do money. We're anti-support from companies, not because we don't want it, but because they haven't offered. So for the time being, we stand against it. This podcast is supported by you.
We stand against it unless they would like to send us some, because then we would accept it.
If you want to send us anything, please feel free. I'll drop a P.O. box. DM me.
You can send it to my mom's house.
I live in the basement. No, point is, listener supported and by internet numbers. So if you want to retweet our tweets, if you want to do whatever, I'll drop the handles in the bio. Retweet the Geistuff tweet. Listen to the Geistuff tweet. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Group chats. Word of mouth. It's the best way because people ignore your Instagram stories anyways. Yeah. Might as well tell them in person. Love you guys. Y'all are the best. Keep doing what you're doing. Drive to 1,000 listeners started last episode. Let's keep it going. Hype train. And remember to send in your merch art. See you. All right. Back to the episode. All right, guys. Welcome back from that ad break. That was a very serious issue that we fully support. We have your support, don't we? Jared, we have your support on that
issue. On the co-host, yes.
Okay, well, we have our support. Of course. All right, when we left off before that annoying ad break, let me tell you, I hate those guys. We were talking about the Atlanta Metro system or the MapTap or whatever.
Yeah, you were close. MARTA.
Mardi Gras. Yeah.
MapTap.
The MapTap train. Take yourself a MapTap train home. Okay. Point is, the most amazing train I think I've ever seen was I was in, have you ever been, is it the Atlanta airport? That's like the big Delta terminal where you walk in and there's trains like in the terminal. Have you seen, is it like Michigan?
I don't know.
There's like literal Delta train, like Delta sponsored raised Amtrak or whatever. I don't know. But it's like, instead of being underground like most airports, it's in the terminal. It's awesome. And there's elevators to get up to it. Crazy stuff. But I thought, since Atlanta apparently has an obsession with, what do you call? ARP drop? MARTA?
MARTA. Oh my word.
MARTA trains. You have
the world's worst memory.
But since they have obsession with trains, maybe it's Atlanta? I don't know.
I have a feeling it's not only because, I have a feeling at the Atlanta airport, their big thing is Southwest.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I want to actually talk to you. I'm actually traveling in October to Pennsylvania. So we might have to pre-record some episodes to do that, but I'm going to Pennsylvania, and apparently like the biggest buffet in the world is out in Pittsburgh or something. Or not biggest buffet in the world, but like the description was,
you're right,
it's, oh, it is, haha,
Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta Airport, Atlanta International Airport. So
I flew to the Dominican Republic out of that. That's why.
Out of Atlanta?
Yeah, because we ocean hopped from Atlanta. Or Gulf of Mexico hopped, whatever. Point is, I think we need to do an airport ranking list at some point. But I'm traveling to...
I'm not as international enough.
Oh, I'm international, man. I'm
not Mr. International, okay.
Have you seen... I probably told the joke on the pod, but saw a TikTok the other day where this lady was like, did you know that pit bulls are illegal in England? And this girl comes on, she's like, the lack of education on this app. His name is Mr. Worldwide, not Mr. Everywhere except the UK. Whatever. It was like peak comedy. No, but I feel like the issues confronting us that I've talked about, I want to do an airport ranking list. I think I need YouTube content. So we're going to Pittsburgh, and there's this huge buffet there. Like, absolutely massive buffet. And I figure, what do people like except gluttony and food? You know, the algorithm kind of likes that for some reason. Figured I can make a video about it, you know, exploring it. You know, that'd be cool.
Right.
Solid.
Indulge in one of the seven deadly sins to get views, of course.
My first seven videos will be indulging in each of the seven deadly sins.
Hopefully not all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to die afterwards, but it would be okay. And then actually, before we go, because if we go much longer than 4 more minutes, the algorithm hates us and doesn't recommend it to anyone. Nice. Before we go, iPhone 13, have you seen it? I watched
not
the event.
In person.
It looks like the iPhone 12, except they took one camera and shifted it about a centimeter to the right.
It's more than a centimeter.
It is not. It's just the cameras are in a V pattern. So, any opinions?
He's writing
iPhone in fancy handwriting because I write fancy. Like a 6-year-old. Okay. Point is, what are you doing? Okay.
I was trying to do that non-verbally, so you didn't.
I capitalized the wrong letters in iPhone, and now we have an issue. All right. So whatever.
This is actually our breaking up episode.
we have to do like the podcast shutting down, not clickbait. Yeah.
Cops called. Oh. Emotional.
Trigger warning.
Gone wrong.
Podcast episode gone wrong. That should be the title. I feel like we should title it before we head out. Episode gone wrong should be the title.
And in the description, we should say that we talk about sweatshops. Chinese children's sweatshops.
Okay, I never know whether the algorithm likes that or not. If it's like, oh, politics, yes. Or if it's like, politics, no. Because I feel like anyone who watches this hates politics in general. Because if you're watching this, you got nothing else to do. But we love you guys. Go listen to the ad segment again.
Again? That's not monetized. What gain
we have get? To. All right. I feel like that's about the end. You got anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Not really. Other than go share us. Send us your ideas for logos.
Yeah. Sub to the Patreon. Sub to the YouTube. It's up to all of them on all our platforms. Repeat, retweet everything we tweet.
Get shares of our stock.
Yeah. We're going live here soon.
Live on the NASDAQ.
That's it. We wish you guys an amazing 2 weeks. Might be a bonus episode. We don't know yet. Hope you guys the best. One grammar. Have a great week, guys.
Wish you guys. Whatever.